We're ready.
It took me a long time.
You're in Duck's House, and I'm your host, Duck Landis. We're going to be listening to some blues and old-time music, starting out with Sonny Boy Williamson. Real name was Rice Miller, doing Fattening Frogs for Snakes.
Frog for Snakes. Not my downfall at 1938. I found out my downfall at 1938. You know, that's been a long time ago. But I tell all of my friends, I'm not fattening no more frog for snakes. Seven, I got to correct all of my mistakes. Yeah, it is 1957. I got to correct all of my mistakes. Oh, yeah. I'm telling all of my friends, including my husband, my wife, I'm not fattening no more frog for snakes.
You're in Duck's House.
Thank you.
was the Tennessee Tooters with Whatchamacallem Blues. Now we're going to listen to Fats Domino playing I Can't Go On.
I'm wheeling in, I'm rocking like a willow tree. Rosalie, come back home. Rosalie, come back home. I might as well confess I'm blue and all alone. I can't sleep day or night, 'cause I know you're not doing me right.
Until your shoes get your partner, everybody, 'cause you're gonna jump and shout when you learn this dance that they're doing in the South. It's a Georgia boogie, you'll love it so.
Yeah.
You'll wanna do the Georgia boogie until you just can't go. The Georgia boogie, now she really gets around. She's a high-stepping baby and the talk of the town. She does the Georgia boogie and she loves it so. She wants to do the Georgia boogie until she just can't go.
Oh, Jesse, yes, pick it up.
The guy by the name of Farmer Brown, he was tired of the country, so he moved to town. I can tell you the reason why he's not a-going back. He learned the eights of the bar and golly jack. He does the Georgia boogie,
yes,
and he loves it so. He likes to do the Georgia boogie until he can't go.
It was Carly Williams, Georgia Boogie. Here's one from Morton. Salty Dog.
I know it. That wasn't mentioned in there. Yeah, no, it's a song at all. Johnson's a brother-in-law of mine, and older than mine, very, very good-looking boy in those days, and my, how did the girls take to him and those bad calls on the bass fiddle? My, it really takes that, I'm telling you.
Was he the one that took the first jazz to New York?
Yeah, Bill Johnson was the first one to take the first jazz band into the city of New York. They played the Palace Theater. Well, I'm a little bit ahead of my story. Bill wanted to come to California. And in the meantime, he wrote my wife a letter, and she financed the trip. He had a band. He composed this band formerly of some of the Tuxedo Orchestra, which was Freddie Keppard's old original orchestra, which was the first combination of what is known now as the Dixieland Combination. But of course, this band was augmented a bit from the Dixieland Combination. They had added then the guitar and the bass fiddle. Of course, Bill seen the opportunity, so he got into the band and got the bass fiddle and got the band for himself. So we financed a trip and came to Los Angeles. On entering Los Angeles, they made such a tremendous success that the Pantages Circuit signed them up immediately. That was the year of 1913. And they made the trip throughout the country of the Pantages Circuit, which was the largest circuit at that time in the world. And through this trip, they came east, and they came into Chicago in early 1914. I happened to be there myself with a similar combination of what Freddie Keppard used to have, which was considered a Dixieland, which is considered now a Dixieland combination. They came to Chicago and turned the town upside down. Caused my trumpet player to quit, which was considered the best trumpet player in Chicago at the time. His name was Armstrong. But not Louis Armstrong. It was John Armstrong of Louisville, Kentucky. And John couldn't play that kind of trumpet, and I had been teaching him a little bit. He was a little stubborn, and when Freddie played, he wanted to hit me with a rack.
And that was Jelly Roll Morton. Here's Jimmy Lansford ragging the scale. Thank you. We just heard Count Basie do Cafe Society Blues. Next up, Fats Waller, Come and Get It.
Out every night. Getting much lately, ain't nothing to it. Do you chew every gum drop in sight? Here you come with your lips all a pucker. You don't want love, you want an all day sucker. Getting much lately, ain't nothing to it. Do you knock yourself out every night? Yeah. Stop gobbling up all that candy there. Cut it out. What's the matter? Ooh. Well, all right. real action. You sure got that 20 mule team traction.
You chew like a goat.
You certainly do.
With his man.
Mercy.
When you need some loving.
What happens? You yell for your pal. Say, you're getting much lately. Ain't nothing to it. Do you knock yourself out every night?
You've been listening to Duck's House. We're going to play this set out with a live recording of Jack Owens. I'm not sure what the song is, but Jack Owens.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.